Well, Andre, enjoying the close season break?
I am, Andy. I very much needed a break. Although, having said that, I've plenty on. You know, I've a lot of coaching to do and I have exams coming up, so a much needed break I've enjoyed, but I'm also looking forward to getting back into the pre-season training as well.
It's only a few weeks to the pre-season. It'll be hard work, that, won't it?
It will be. I mean, Warren's already set this, you know, an itinerary of what we're going to expect and sort of off-season training, so it is hard work, but it's also being an Irish League footballer, it's something to look forward to, getting back into it. And I mean, after the sort of disappointments of the end of the last season, we're looking to sort of be re-energised and get fully back into it and sort of start new again.
You scored in Europe last year, so you must be looking forward to the European campaign again.
I am. It was bittersweet for me. I scored in my debut as a Linfield club. You know, we got our first win in Europe away from home. And how many years? But I also broke my leg as well, so it was bittersweet for me. But European football is obviously a massive attraction when you're playing for a club like this, and I'm really looking forward to the draw, the away trip, and then obviously we'll be looking to get through the next round.
You scored 25 goals in your debut season. Which of them give you the most satisfaction?
It'll be wrong to, it's too much of a cliche to say them all in every other way, but I think the one stands out for me is one of my favourite ones, probably at home against Dungannon, where it was 0-0 and I couldn't really see us getting a breakthrough, and I hit one with my left foot, which I don't do too often, and it's maybe about 20 yards out. So when I'm rating my goals, I've sort of put that right up there with my top three or four.
And you're here today collecting the Springdale Player of the Year award. It's nice recognition, isn't it?
It is, and I've been very privileged to get the award, like many other awards this year from the various supporters clubs. I've been well looked after here today. I've had a lovely trophy. I've had some crack. And I'd just like to thank all the Linfield supporters who voted for me. The Internet Supporters Club, I know there was a lot of people voted for me there. And just the Linfield fans in general, the transition for me moving to Glentoran Linfield could maybe be seen as controversial, but everybody's been fully behind me. And you know, I find myself very lucky that I'm wearing a Linfield shirt every week, and I just want to thank everybody again for all their support.
Obviously, the World Cup's not far around the corner. Are you looking forward to watching a lot of the big games on the TV?
I am. I love this time of year when there is a major tournament on, and it's one of those ones there where you come home from work and there's always games on, and it's a good old festival feeling when you're really looking forward to it. I think I'll have to tip Germany to win it, Germany or Argentina. But I really am looking forward to sitting down and watching all the matches, maybe have a beer or two if Warren lets me, and just enjoy the rest of the tournament.
And how's the coaching going? You're taking a boys team, I believe, isn't that right?
Yeah, we Tully Moore under 12 team, myself and Michael Carville. It's a wee development squad. We're in a cup final today, which unfortunately we're beating penalties, but it's very enjoyable, and it's obviously something I can fill my own time in when I'm not playing. I can try to give something back and try to show the kids about what I'm doing wrong and show the umpires has to be done right. So really enjoyable, and with them as well, because today was our last game, cup final, we're finished now, so it's a wee break from that as well, and you know, come July time we'll be back into that.
Thanks a million. Enjoy the rest of the close season, and we look forward to seeing you back for a pre-season again.
Thank you very much, Andy. Thank you.